so hot outside, and tomorrow will be hotter. So we wanted to help you chill out just a tad with the versatile Pinot Blanc in our Wine of the Week.
And wine columnist for the Washington Examiner, Scott Greenberg, joins us live. We are so happy to see you, Scott.
Hot enough for you, Sean?
I think so. You call Pinot Blanc charming. Why do you call it that?
Charming, versatile, and on a day like today or after a week like you said, this is a necessity. You chill these wines down. They go with everything, and they are charming. The one thing I love about these wines, they have such an aromatic nose and really just explosive, a lot of fruit in there. But you get them nice and cold, and they're just a beautiful wine to have.
So you recommend a 2010 bottle that you say is one of the best values in France.
I think it is one of the best values in France. The 2010 Trimbach Pinot Blanc from Alsace. This has just got this wonderful bouquet of green melon and orange citrus blossom. Then you get these flavors of pear and crisp apple right on the front of the palate. And then you get a little bit of a creamy apricot and citrus and a little touch of peach and mineral on the backside. It's a memorable finish, and it's only $16. This wine is a great value.
Now, Oregon's Willamette Valley is usually known for Pinot Noirs, but you're saying Pinot Blancs can shine there, too.
Well, the 2011 Bethel Heights Pinot Blanc sure shines. It's a lighter style version. It's got fragrant bouquet. Again, this fragrant bouquet, it's going to be a constant theme here. Citrus, apple blossom, little Asian pear in this one. And then you get green melon and pear and apricot right on the palate. And what I really like about this, notes of smoky undercurrents, and they get this nice acidity on the back end. Gives you a nice lasting impression on the finish. $18.
What inspired you to write about the Pinot Blanc, Scott?
My personal favorite, the 2009 Weinbach Pinot Blanc Reserve. Now, this is, again, from Alsace, but the aromatic nose. That's what I love about these wines. Fresh melon, ripe stone fruit, and then a remarkable balance between the fresh acidity and the luscious flavors. This one's got apple and pear and apricot, but then this has a tangy minerality on the long, mouthwatering finish. Really keeps your palate invigorated. $22. Beautiful wine.
One more. Let's go to California.
Let's. Central Coast of California, the 2009 Chalon Vineyard Pinot Blanc. This is from the Monterey County. It shows off, again, these flavors of orange blossom, white peach, and pineapple. But this has just got a little bit of Cadota fig on the front of the palate. Then you get a little bit of vanilla, a little bit of, which is enhanced by this crisp acidity. It all combines for a complex finish. $26. Chill it down and have a great weekend.
I'll get one. Maybe, actually, I'll get a case. Thank you so much. Scott Greenberg, wine columnist for the Washington Examiner. Want to know what wine to drink with your next meal? Check out all of Scott's wine recommendations at WTOP.com. Search Wine of the Week.